had a lot of talk while I was out of town, while I was on the road, enjoying some of the greatest national parks in America. While I was away, a big measure came up, $4.6 billion in emergency aid for the crisis at the southern border. And 95 Democrats voted against that. It passed overwhelmingly in the United States Senate. I think it got something like 88 votes. Bipartisan support. So all of this nonsense from the media and elsewhere that, you know, Donald Trump was making up the crisis at the border, it wasn't real, and all of that nonsense, of course it's real. When you have thousands of people coming across the border illegally daily, that's a crisis. When you have tens of thousands of people making their way into the country, never to be seen again because they don't show up at their court hearings, that's a crisis by definition. And so the biggest critics of the Trump administration, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Presley, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, all of these folks attacking the president continuously because he's putting children in cages and real children from their mother's bosom and all this other nonsense, which, of course, dates back to the Obama administration before. Jay Johnson, of course, the Homeland Security Secretary under former President Barack Obama, defended the use of holding facilities and has done so several times in recent weeks, indicating that immigration law put forth by both President Trump and his predecessors in a tough situation for housing immigrants is what has to happen. Johnson said the chain link fences or cages weren't ideal, but were one of the ways authorities dealt with mass immigrants, illegal aliens that had to be transferred to Health and Human Services within 72 hours. What are you going to do? Well, over the weekend at ABC News, Martha Raddatz was obviously fed up with the doublespeak of at least one of those Democrats, that being Michigan's Rashida Tlaib, and really took her to task about helping kids and families at the border, which Tlaib and AOC and all these others, you know, pontificate about and blather on about. But when it came down to voting to give money for beds and so forth, they said, no, it's bite number two. And you need to hear this because it's more of the doublespeak, because Rashida Tlaib and all these folks, they don't care about these kids at the border. They care about political points and trying to attack this president and who knows what else. But it's bite number two with ABC News and Rashida Tlaib, Michigan's pride and joy. Bite two. Go.
I want to stop you here for just a second. Mac Leanan has been sounding the alarm for months for resources to help the migrants. You voted against the $4.6 billion emergency border bill to deal with the surge of migrants that included almost $3 billion to provide shelter and care for unaccompanied children. Acting Secretary Mac Leanan says those funds are critical to get children out of CBP custody and transferred, even if the bill didn't have
exactly
everything you wanted.
But listen to this. Do you know what the CBP agents said on the ground?
Yeah, you see, in Martha Raddatz, who is an anti-Trump correspondent like most of them are, a pro-Democrat correspondent like most of them are, even Martha Raddatz and these others are fed up with the disingenuous nonsense coming from Tlaib and others. And you just hear the anger there. You didn't vote for it. If you truly care about kids, you'd vote for it. That's really the takeaway there, and it's true. It's completely true, and they all know it. So here we sit with, a lot of disingenuous people. That's just the bottom line, disingenuous people lying to you about a whole host of things. All right, let's see, what else have we missed here today? Jay Johnson, like I said, very clear on the fact that it's a tough situation and it's a crisis, and the numbers being faced now are worse than anything he ever saw. The big blow-up, you probably caught this over the weekend, over the last few days. Nancy Pelosi once again flushing Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and Ayanna Pressley and Ocasio-Cortez, because she says basically all these people have their public whatever in their Twitter world. But when it comes to votes, they don't have any. They don't have a following. There are four people, and that's how many votes they get. Four. Nancy Pelosi, the media wants to tell you about the meltdown in the Republican Party because Justin Amash and others have left. The real civil war that they refuse to discuss is going on inside the Democrat Party. Democrats are fighting for their soul because the truth of the matter is Joe Biden, whether Joe Biden himself, but a Joe Biden-like character is the only electable kind of Democrat. These far-left radical Democrats who would have you believe that open borders and sanctuary cities and Antifa-supporting thugs, that somehow that's the future, they're mistaken. When ordinary Democrats see this chaos in the streets and see that the Democrats are willing to pay for free health care, universal health care, for illegal aliens when we have homeless veterans on the streets, unable to take care of themselves or find a place to live or feed themselves, when left-wing policies have led to homelessness crisis in places like Los Angeles and San Francisco, with people defecating on the streets and living in tent cities or worse, the truth will come out. And people here, I have to believe the American people are still smart enough to figure it out. Smart enough to figure it out. By the way, Peter King, in another quick headline here, Peter King from New York says severe, serious abuses by the FBI and CIA are soon going to come out in this Russia probe. Michael Horowitz and others are going to expose the Obama administration for what it was and for what it did. We'll see if that turns out to be true. By the way, if you're ready to lose weight, MyPureHealthSolutions.com, the place to be. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, the place to be. If it's summer and you're still not happy about where you are, join me. I lost tons of weight, kept it off, love it, feel great. A 5% reduction in your body weight reduces your chance of diabetes and heart disease and cancer. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it right now. You don't have any excuses left. I did it. You should, too. 52 after.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.
Are you?